Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Emily Rentis, who is a transformational coach and mental health practitioner based in New York. I have Kevin Wash, who is a coach, mentor, trainer, and speaker based in Spain. I have Simon Coles, who's the CEO of a software company and the founder of Better Conversations based in the UK. And Brandon Mahoney, who is an expert in startup sales, who is in Oregon in the US. The question I want to ask today, is it fraud for someone to have two full-time remote jobs? Brandon, kick us off.
So I'm going to say it can be. In my opinion, you're hired for a 40-hour week. You're paid for a 40-hour week. You have plenty of time outside of that to focus on other things. So if I'm working a full-time job, that job is done when I'm done my task, my 9 to 5. And as far as I'm concerned, I can focus on other things. It becomes an issue if you're working in two industries that compete against one another. Mm. So if I was working for my current company and then working for one of their competitors at the same time, I could see that being fraud. But otherwise, a company only gets me for 40 hours, unless they're paying me more, contracting me for me more.
Okay.
So I think it's context specific. If both jobs no, then that's okay. It is unlikely that both jobs are going to be okay, unless you're very junior. Certainly if you're in a senior position, 9 to 5 doesn't really work. And I also might have an expectation that you'll be resting, prepared to come and deliver your 9 to 5 with me at an appropriate way. So most of the times it's probably fraud and probably extremely stupid. Because you'll get caught, especially in the UK, you'll get caught because we'll see it in your tax code.
Simon's right. I saw this. It was immediately, I was like, there's sometimes state and local laws, at least here in the United States, where they're very particular as to what does it mean to be a salaried employee and the amount of hours and how that can create a crossover where state and local municipalities are like, what's going on here, right? The point to Simon was saying, if both people know about it, but even then, it's not just fraud about what you're doing. I also see it's like fraud against yourself. How do you think that you can be producing high quality work when you're working 80 hours a week? Because if you're taking two positions, 40 hours a week, that's 80 hours, right? So that's leaving you not with a lot of time for yourself. And when you don't have that time for yourself, you're not going to be well rested. You're not going to be producing high quality work. You're not going to be focused. You're going to make more mistakes. So there's also a piece to like, are you being a fraud to yourself in the sense of, do you really think that it's going to be helpful to carry these two jobs in a way that you're going to be 100% and that's not?
I think with Brandon's point about the 40 hours, the majority of people's working lives is the daytime. So unless you're working across two completely different continents, I'm not sure how you could commit 40 hours to one company and 40 hours to another company. I would ask really, what's the motivation behind it? It's not for career growth, is it? Because there is no career growth because you're basically lying to two different employers. You can't be doing a fantastic job for two different employers. Something has to go somewhere. I don't believe it's necessarily for the good of your family, because I think when you take work-life balance, it's a big enough issue anyway without doubling the workload with another job. So for me, the only motivational factor is greed. And fraud is theft. Some of the frauds that you see are very clever, but it's still a criminal act. I've been an employer and I've been an employee, and I think there needs to be trust going both ways. And I just see this as a complete fraud. If I had somebody that was working for me that I found was having another job, I would terminate them immediately.
So I learned about this idea because I read an article about a guy very senior in a company who had two full-time jobs and maybe even a part-time one. And they didn't know, which for me, and this is a CEO I talked to yesterday, said this, if you have to hide it, it's wrong. End of conversation. Yeah. But what he was doing is, it's a senior job. I never work 40 hours a week. They hire me for my brain. When they need it, they have access to it. So why can't I work another job? If I was working an on-site job, I would work a job and then go to another job and nobody would care. And so there's part of me that's like, well, okay, if they don't expect 40 hours from you, then maybe it's fine. But back to the point of the guy I was talking to yesterday, if you have to hide it, you know something's wrong there.
That guy was doing two jobs, fine. Maybe he's able to do both of those jobs very well. But wouldn't it be nicer if two people had a job each and could do the job very well? So two families were looked after and provided for. I just don't see anything except greed.
And also, implicit is you're not actually working full-time on both jobs. You're managing to do them in 30 hours or something. And then the question is, you know, clearly you're more productive. You can hold down what the company thinks is a full-time job with less hours. Where does that economic surplus go? And if you're employed, the economic surplus goes to your employer. And that's the fraud. I can work 10 hours less and you don't know. Well, actually, you could do 10 hours more work for us.
And or I could take that as my time and go for a bike ride.
If you want to play the game of being paid by the hour, you
paid
owe
by
those
the
hours.
Hour, I agree. Yes, I agree if you're paid by the hour.
And then if you are a senior person, you may not be paid for 40 hours and you may be expected to work 60 hours, but you're certainly expected to put your employer's interest first.
But this also goes back to the point where a lot of people are struggling with this idea of remote work is that people want to work remotely and have these benefits. But if you're misusing that time or misleading your employer, you're doing other things, it makes it much more harder for your employer to want to work with you and trust you, right? And if you want to do stuff by the hour, be an hourly employee, become a consultant, track your hours, work per hour in a way.
Go work for Starbucks as a barista, you know?
Yeah, because, and even then I recommend people who have multiple consulting jobs to be very mindful as to the clients that they have, that you're not also double billing and you're doing one thing with one client and another, right? So that also happens in the independent contractor world too. It's not immune to that. So I think that if people want to be treated per the hour, so focus on an hourly approach to your work, and then you can justify what you're doing for each hour.
So I'm definitely the odd man out. All making valid points, but I want to touch on a few of them. One, the legality of it. Is it considered fraud legal? Yes.
Depends upon what the contract you've signed is.
And your local laws.
And at the same time, I would argue laws change. And I would say most laws are set up to protect the business. Why would you not tell a business owner that you took a second job? Listen to what everyone here is saying. As a business owner, if you found out someone was working two jobs, you'd let them go. So why would somebody tell you knowing that they would lose their job? Additionally, when we talk about, can you really focus a lot of your energy and be a great employee working two full-time jobs? What about individuals who have a full-time job but are also parents? Are they not overtaxing themselves, taking care of a family while at the same time working? For me, it's the standpoint of, I want to someday run and own my own business. I'm never going to do that if I'm working full-time and not allowed to focus on my own business. And you could say, well, you could save up money and take that risk of going full-time on your own. But that's not an option for a lot of people. So the only way to make it work is if you work and you push yourself. And in my opinion, if my current employer loves the work I'm doing, they're getting everything that they asked me to do, I see nothing wrong with going full-time with two companies.
And different if it's full-time with a company and starting your own thing versus full-time with a company and full-time with a different company?
Yeah, that's very different, isn't it? It's a valid point there. And if you're looking to do something for yourself, but you can't afford to take the leap, you need the employment, you need the safety, that security of a wage, you're doing something yourself, it's very different. One of the biggest challenges I see with companies that are having people now working more and more often remotely is a trust element. They're paranoid that the person isn't going to be working, and because they can't see them in the office, they don't know. So they've got that issue to overcome. It's not so much as, is this person doing two jobs? Is this person doing the one job they're being paid for? If they then throw a second job into the mix, chaos ensues.
Well, I think
if you want to do something as a side hustle for your own business, you could do that outside of your working hours.
There's two things there about the second employer brings in. And that is, you have another duty and a similar duty and loyalty to that other company as well. And that's where you can get conflicts between. If you're doing essentially a side hustle, one would assume that your ethics are good enough that it doesn't directly compete with your existing full-time job. And you can scale it up and down so it doesn't impact your existing full-time job. And if you've got a sufficiently enlightened employer, you might even go, hey, I'm trying to start a side hustle. And they might support you in that, because it's about a longer term relationship. You get a second employer, particularly if you don't tell them, you now have divided loyalties, and I don't see how you can make both people happy. It's kind of like having two wives.
Two masters.
Exactly, you can't serve two masters.
I spent a lot of time working in the Middle East, and the mentality of the Middle East employer is they own you 24/7. They're more important than your family. So they very rarely employ two members of the same family in a company, regardless of how large the organization is, because it's an immediate conflict of interest. They want your loyalty together, and basically you're on call 24/7. And so you really couldn't do a second job. But again, I just don't understand why anybody would want to do it, because we work to live, don't we? Isn't that what it's about?
Oh, it's hustle culture.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, I'm cool. You know, there is a genuine problem that salaries are quite low down the low end, and that is a concern. But this article, I think I might have read the same article. It's just some tech bro being a bit of a...
Exactly. Yeah. This is a very touchy subject, and there's so much nuance to it. Laws, contracts, side hustles. That is our 10 minutes. I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.